Have you ever heard
inflammation.
The term proud flesh?
Yes.
What does that mean to you?
The same thing to me. It's hard for me to explain that, but it isn't the same as puss.
Now that's something that's not for, that I'm not. I don't believe I've ever heard of proud flesh.
Well, I don't think I've heard of it in recent years because patients like that would be hospitalized
with that type of infection type.
I don't know what caused it. Well, usually it occurs in the case of, it was my impression that it occurred in cases where there was an old wound of some sort that would not heal.
I see.
That sort of thing would form there.
Right.
Say like on your shin.
Mm-hmm. It would keep getting hurt.
It would not
bumped.
Heal over.
Right.
See.
That was what you would think I was proud of.
No, that what would occur then.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
This growth.
Mm-hmm. Well, if somebody was to get shot or stabbed and they would go to the doctor, you would have him look at the
wound.
At the wound. Okay. And how about a word that you might use for sore that was oozing or discharging?
Well, I would say it was suppurating.
Right. How about boil? Did you have a word?
Well, the common name for that was arising.
Right.
In the South.
Right. Would that be a term you might use, or would you use more the technical term, probably?
Well, I can't recall right now.
You just said
superating.
Right.
Well, that means an open wound is discharging pus to me. I know very little about medicine. You see, my part of the work in my husband's office was keeping books, records.
Yeah, but I know
and,
a little.
And doing the x-ray work. So, but as for treating of a patient, things like that, I never did take part in that. Except to help him set an arm or something and he apply traction.
Things like that. We needed another set of hands. If you speak of someone that really can't hear anything at all, you speak of them as being
deaf.
Deaf.
A hard of hearing.